Good morning. Welcome to the FTS bet slip on, where are we? Saturday the 11th of September. It's a beautiful day, isn't it? A beautiful Saturday. It's just a lovely Saturday. Those of you who've been on the summer school, isn't it? Everything's just tickety-boo. Lovely and tickety-boo, and Harry Winks is playing for Spurs. I'll have to change the lyrics very quickly. We were top of the league. Oh dear, if Carlsberg did Saturdays, they wouldn't do this one. Right, what have we got? Firstly, I haven't talked about Brexit much since Brexit. I thought, well, it's there, it's gone on, it's done. But obviously the old lorry shortage is going on. This is close to me, because in 2005, a mate of mine was killed by an HGV driver who basically reversed into his car. Reversed into a car, pushing the car onto my mate and killing him. I was up in the middle of the night, as I am, catching up on the news, and I headline catches my eyes that we're now going to relax the HGV test. I don't know exactly what relax means, but looking at it, they're taking bits out of it, and one of the things I think they're doing is the reversing, they're removing that. Learn it on the job. I don't think even the fucking, well, they will, because that's what they are, but anybody who was a real staunch can say that the HGV business isn't to do with Brexit. I think the last thing we should be doing is fucking relaxing things like that and making it easier myself. What's next? I guess anybody who's got a sharp kitchen knife can help with the NHS backlog. Turn them into surgeons, honestly. What the fuck is going on in the world? I suppose it we'll all see come Christmas when we can't get our Christmas goods because everything's fucking empty. It's not empty where I am. I don't think there's any doubt in that it's having an effect there. But anyway, off we go. Enough on all that. I just spotted that headline and it annoyed me. Very close to me, that was. I don't think anybody should be making stuff easier. Fucking ridiculous. Right, next. What have I got next? Good luck to FTS's very own Kim Kardashian, Kerry Blaber. Kerry is doing the Great North Run tomorrow. Best of luck with that, Kerry. I know she's done a bit of training, got a bit of a calf twinge. Take it at your own pace, go steady, finish. Good luck with that. I think that's what Brian Brewis did, that run a couple of years ago. Is that the one Brian did, I think? Easy, just a little trot round flipping Geordieville, no bother. Best of luck with that. And if there's anyone else from FTS doing that, I know we've got a lot up north. Don't know. Perhaps Lee Staniland, you doing it, son? You look the sort of man who could do with a Great North Run. Get yourself out there having a jog around. Good luck to all doing the Great North Run tomorrow. Hope that goes well. But good luck, Kerry. Hope it all goes well for you. Right, that's it. Let's do some football bits before I absolutely lose the will to live. honestly, if I didn't laugh, I would cry. Right, we gave you the fixed odds yesterday. I've got a couple today. I've got a first half goal, late first half goal at Paris FC. Not Paris, Paris FC. So that's in League 2, clicking, French League 2, kicking off at 2 o'clock. Fuck me, I've lost it today. I really have lost it. Somebody locked me up in a box. fucking hell. Dear, my dog's looking at me like I'm fucking mad. Paris FC versus Guingamp, late first half goal. Paris FC versus Guingamp, late first half goal. And I've got something else which I need to find. I'm probably going to mess this recording up now trying to find that. Bear with me a second. He says, I have got... Do 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 do. He says, trying to find it. Over 2.5, Mirandes versus Alcorcon. Mirandes versus Alcorcon. Over 2.5. All you need to do is drip in that through the first 10 minutes. If a goal goes in, wait for the second one. If the second one doesn't come, then get out for scratch. If a second one does come, green it all up. Should be a fairly decent price, that. Miranda's Alcorcón, 5.15 over 2.5 through the first 10 minutes. And the Paris FC game, a late first half goal. The NFL bets are on the Telegram group, but I will give you that, give you those now as well, because there won't be a podcast tomorrow. So those of you in the Telegram, you get the NFL. I'll have it up most Fridays. But for the rest of you, NFL, we have got San Francisco 49ers at Detroit. San Francisco minus 7.5 points on the point spread, around about 10 to 11. Arizona Cardinals at Tennessee. Arizona plus 3 again on the point spread, at around about 5 to 6. Philadelphia Eagles at Atlanta. Philly plus 3, roundabout even money on the point spread. Seahawks versus Colts, total points over 49, roundabout 10 to 11. The odds checker for NFL at the minute is an absolute mess, by the way. So I should have put the bookmakers down probably, but you will find them on odds checker. If you check Sky Bet, Hills, 365, they're the sort of bookmakers. But what they've done with that for the NFL is beyond me. Green Bay Packers versus New Orleans Saints. New Orleans plus 4 on the point spread, 5 to 6. Don't take lower than 4 to 5 on that one. And Dolphins at Patriots. Dolphins plus 3.5 on the point spread, 10 to 11 again, roundabout. As long as you're somewhere within that price, they won't move massive amounts. And really want those lines. Don't take less points. So San Francisco minus 7.5, Arizona plus 3, Philly plus 3, New Orleans plus 4, Miami plus 3.5, and Seahawks at Indianapolis, total points over 49. That is it from me. Have a lovely Saturday. Have a lovely Sunday, and I'll be back with you on Monday.